Blackstone Audio presents Dark Territory, The Secret History of Cyber War by Fred Kaplan. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. For Brooke Gladstone. Chapter 1. Could something like this really happen? It was Saturday, June 4th, 1983, and President Ronald Reagan spent the day at Camp David, relaxing, reading some papers, then after dinner settling in, as he often did, to watch a movie. That night's feature was War Games, starring Matthew Broderick as a tech whiz teenager who unwittingly hacks into the main computer at NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, and, thinking that he's playing a new computer game, nearly triggers World War III. The following Wednesday morning, back in the White House, Reagan met with the Secretaries of State, Defense, and Treasury, his National Security Staff, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and 16 prominent members of Congress to discuss a new type of nuclear missile and the prospect of arms talks with the Russians. But he couldn't get that movie out of his mind. At one point, he put down his index cards and asked if anyone else had seen it. Nobody had. It had just opened in theaters the previous Friday. So he launched into a detailed summary of its plot. Some of the legislators looked around the room with suppressed smiles or arched eyebrows. Not quite 3 months earlier, Reagan had delivered his Star Wars speech, calling on scientists to develop laser weapons that, in the event of war, could shoot down Soviet nuclear missiles as they darted toward America. The idea was widely dismissed as nutty. What was the old man up to now? After finishing his synopsis, Reagan turned to General John Vesey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the U.S. military's top officer.